There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and author of 20 books, including Feminist Fantasies. And now the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
You probably remember the big media flap last year when the president of Harvard University, Lawrence Summers, presented three hypotheses to explain the scarcity of women in higher-level mathematics and science. The radical feminists took offense at his suggestion that there may be some differences in specific aptitudes and skills between men and women. The feminists forced Mr. Summers to apologize repeatedly, to commit to spending $50 million to hire more female professors at Harvard, and then they finally got him to resign. The response by the academic feminists to Summers' remarks was an embarrassment to educated women and to the academic community. MIT professor Nancy Hopkins' outburst reinforced the worst stereotype about women, namely that women are too emotional to engage in rational discussion of scientific or intellectual issues. Taking feminist orthodoxy to new heights, Ms. Hopkins further reinforced the worst of political correctness, namely that certain subjects cannot be discussed, even in the academic community. In fact, gender differences in particular areas have been well documented by scholarly studies and are beyond dispute. More evidence emerges all the time to confirm the existence of specific gender differences, such as the dramatic discovery that the widely used miracle drug aspirin works differently on men and women. A Duke University researcher analyzed six clinical trials in which 51,000 women and 44,000 men took daily aspirin tablets or placebo pills. He found that aspirin cut men's risk of heart attack by 32%, but not their risk of stroke, while aspirin cut women's risk of stroke by 17%, but not their risk of heart attack. It's unfortunate that some women in academia think these fascinating differences are not only non-debatable, but are non-researchable, because they fear the evidence might disturb their ideology.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report, presented by Eagle Forum, leading America's pro-family movement since 1972. For a free copy of Eagle Forum's pamphlet on the meaning and goals of the feminist movement, write to Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. Please include your name and address and ask for the Feminism Report. That address again, Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. And join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Or click on our banner at RBNLive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
From the heartland of America comes a harvest of insight and entertainment. This is the Common Sense Coalition, the Derry Brownfield Show, starring Derry Brownfield. And here's the star of the show, and a man who agrees people should be wary of any enterprise that requires new clothes. Derry Brownfield!
Hello there, Derry Brownfield here, and I am happy that you're along on this adventure in broadcasting. It is a talk show with a country flavor and some common sense points of view. It was back in January when the Chronicle was printed that month, just this past January, that I wrote an article about the EMP, the electromagnetic pulse. And I would like to share parts of that with you as we go into our program today. But back several years ago, when the entire world began going computer nuts, I made the comment, what's going to happen if the electricity goes off? Well, I remember when the entire country operated with manual typewriters, card files, yellow pads, and number two pencils. And I thought that perhaps Y2K would bring back some of our old habits, but that turned out to be a non-event. Now, our scientists and world leaders tell us that EMP, the electromagnetic pulse, could wipe out over 100 years of progress in a nanosecond, whatever a nanosecond is, and it puts us literally back into the horse and buggy days. In 1985, nuclear weapons designers ignited hydrogen bombs high over the Pacific Ocean. The detonations created bursts of gamma rays that, upon striking the oxygen and nitrogen in the atmosphere, released electrons that spread for hundreds of miles. Streetlights were blown out in Hawaii, and radio navigation was disrupted for 18 hours as far away as Australia. In 1963, the United States and the Soviet Union signed the Atmospheric Test Ban Treaty to counter the threat posed by EMPs. An electromagnetic pulse weapon, when exploded, emits a high-energy pulse that'll fuse electrical equipment called E-bombs. It can unleash as much electrical power in just a nanosecond as Hoover Dam generates in 24 hours. This E-bomb mainly affects electronic equipment, and it would stop anything that's powered by electricity. However, people will not feel a thing. The purpose of the EMP attack would be not to kill people, but to kill electrons. Now, Senator John Kyle of Arizona heads up the Senate Judiciary Subcommittee on Terrorism, Technology, and Homeland Security. And scientists testifying at his hearing said, a single Scud missile carrying a single such weapon detonated at the approximate altitude would interact with the Earth's atmosphere, producing electromagnetic pulse radiating down to the surface of the Earth at the speed of light. The effect would be to knock out power grids and other electrical systems across all of the continental United States for months, if not years. If electrical power is knocked out and circuit boards fried, telecommunications disrupted, the financial system breaks down and food and water become scarce, cars won't run, airplanes won't fly, and except for a few older model pieces of equipment, modern transportation will end. What should we do to prepare? Well, my comment was, become friends with the Amish people. Move into their community, live according to their lifestyles, because they'll never know that such a weapon was ever exploded. Now, I have with me today a person that knows a lot about EMP, the electromagnetic pulse. He runs a battery station, a battery company in West Plains, Missouri, and his name's Kevin Faulkner. And Kevin, good to have you as a guest on the Common Sense Coalition.
Good to be with you today, dearie.
All right. Now, we were talking about this EMP, this electromagnetic pulse. Give our listeners a little more information than what I just did. What is the stuff?
Well, a technical definition, but easy to understand. EMP occurs with all nuclear explosions. With smaller explosions, the effects are less pronounced. Nuclear bursts close to the ground are dampened by the Earth so that the EMP effect is more or less confined to the region of the blast. But EMP becomes much more pronounced and widespread as the altitude increases of the nuclear blast.
Now, if these scientists had never been experimenting with high-altitude blasts over the ocean as they were, nobody would have ever known about this, would they? Did they know about it?
That's correct, and that's where a lot of this goes from fact to theory. Just as to exactly how devastating it would be given our ever-increasing modern technology. There has been a lot of tests done, and in fact, unknown to me for a long time, one of the concerns with the dropping of the bombs on Japan was that the planes may not return because of EMP. There was great concern that after this explosion happened, that the planes may not return. And so everybody on the planes knew about this and was prepared.
That'd be the end, right?
On a one-way trip, right.
See, that's interesting. But now, it's not that the planes could outfly this thing, because, hey, it goes off in, what is a nanosecond? Is there such a thing, or is that just a made-up word?
No, that's a tiny, tiny fraction of a second.
Okay. So this, if we're 200 miles or 260 or whatever it's supposed to be above the Earth's surface, let's say they keep talking about doing this over the Great Plains. I don't know. Why the Great Plains? I mean, is that because that's the center of the nation, do they think, or what?
Well, yeah, the theory is if it was detonated about 200 miles up, it could blanket the continental U.S. with, you know, an EMP wave. And like you said earlier, what happens is when the blast occurs, whether you see it or not, it strips electrons free from air molecules, producing this giant wave like throwing a big rock in a pond. So the air molecules in the vicinity of the explosion are stripped of electrons, and so you've got this big rolling wave of free electrons, sort of like a big AM radio transmission. That's why it's difficult to liken this to lightning. A lot of people think of this as a lightning, and it really isn't. Although it can do similar damage, it is a more like a giant radio wave, and so the effects would be more like if you put your cellular phone in your microwave oven.
And let's take a break.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show, online at DerryBrownfield.com.
Get a pen and paper ready for emergency storable food information. The attention of the nation is focusing on families storing emergency food in their homes. FEMA has recently proven that their fears of being unable to care for large numbers of people are justified. Hurricane relief in the South was a disaster. The system for tracking all food is now in place. There are numbered stickers on produce, grocery store ID cards track purchases, and now veterinarians will police the permitting and tagging of all livestock food production. The need to prepare has gone from a walk to a full-blown race. Major churches are telling their members, get food now. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. For help with food supplies, call the J. Michael Stevens Group at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to a natural health and wellness. Don't just treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625.
We have returned. Visiting today with Kevin Faulkner, we're talking about the electromagnetic pulse weaponry. Now, Kevin, this thing explodes 200 miles above the Earth's surface and would knock out anything that's electric. I mentioned in my article back in January that cars wouldn't run, airplanes wouldn't fly, and you even made the comment that when they bombed Japan, they had a fear that there was a good possibility that those planes would be knocked out once that bomb exploded because of the electromagnetic pulse. What will run and what won't run when or if this thing ever happens?
Well, the most vulnerable devices to EMP are what modern technology has created, beginning with the transistor, because a transistor has what's called a PN junction in it. That's a positive material and a negative material, hence PN junction. And all PN junctions in diodes, transistors, and of course there's millions of these in computer chips, cell phones, anything modern electronic has got millions of these PN junctions in it. They are low voltage devices. They operate, most of them, in the 5-volt neighborhood. So when you hit them with a million volts, they're gone. It doesn't take any current, so you won't see any visible damage. Again, like putting your cell phone in the microwave for 1 second. You won't see any visible damage, but trust me, it'll be cooked. Similar effect. So that's why vacuum tubes or big generators, you know, you mentioned the grid going out, the generators would probably be unaffected because they're just a big wire wound, you know, coil and, you know, magnetic setup. But the electronics that control the grid and tell this when to switch and that when to switch, and the electronics would be very susceptible to it.
Okay, these old cars we used to have that had a magneto in there?
They would be fine.
They'd be okay, wouldn't they?
Yes.
So what do we need to do? Go back to Model A Fords?
Well, or get a horse, I suppose.
but let's look at it. Let's look at it a little more modern than the horse. Let's say a diesel tractor, which doesn't need electricity.
It would be fine also. And in doing a little more digging, I guess there's now There's also some theory that some cars would be unaffected. Some of it would have to do with where they were parked, because a car, and we'll get to the Faraday box in a little bit, but a car, being that it's resting on rubber tires, would have kind of a skin effect possibly to the EMP as well. So sort of like lightning hitting an airplane, you know, flying through a storm, the lightning will hit the airplane, it'll go around the shell of the plane and continue onward, but it won't affect anything inside. Similar effect here.
Okay, let's pause for another commercial break. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. Our number is 1-800-973-3779, and your calls are welcome.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show, online at DerryBrownfield.com.
Get a pen and paper ready for emergency storable food information. The attention of the nation is focusing on families storing emergency food in their homes. FEMA has recently proven that their fears of being unable to care for large numbers of people are justified. Hurricane relief in the South was a disaster. The system for tracking all food is now in place. There are numbered stickers on produce, grocery store ID cards track purchases, and now veterinarians will police the permitting and tagging of all livestock food production. The need to prepare has gone from a walk to a full-blown race. Major churches are telling their members, get food now. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. For help with food supplies, call the J. Michael Stevens Group at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
And we have returned. Kevin, you said after the commercial break, we're going to the Faraday cage. You were talking about how some cars maybe be in a place where they would not be affected. What is a Faraday cage?
A Faraday cage is a or Faraday box.
Okay.
It's a metal or screen enclosure that you could safely put your cell phone in, for example, and it is a small enough container that it would be grounded, and the EMP wave would hit the metal canister, but it would go to ground, not affecting what is in the box, assuming you've insulated it with foam. You don't want anything in the box to be touching the metal part of the box.
All right, now you mentioned cell phones, but cell phones wouldn't work because the cell towers wouldn't work. Is that right or not?
You're absolutely right. I use cell phone for an example. A transistor radio would be probably a better example.
All right, but will there be any radio stations?
Likely not. Your transmitters mostly are still big commercial tubes, which would be okay, but all the supporting electronics would be knocked out. And since this is a giant low-frequency wave, anything that is made of metal and is in any long length would act as an antenna. So a long wire shortwave antenna would actually help to or would assist in the frying of the radio which was connected to it.
Okay, how easy is it to protect things from this EM? Of course, first of all, we don't know what's going to happen. Hopefully, it'll never happen.
Right, and a lot of it is, again, a lot of it is fact, and a lot of it is, you know, laboratory as close as you can get. You know, one of those things that you hope doesn't happen, and if it does happen, then scientists will learn a whole lot more about it because it's a test that is difficult to duplicate.
All right, but they tell me that Iran has the ability to do this, that the North Koreans have the ability, and I guess just any nation would have the ability to do it. How easy is this to do?
Simple, and in fact, I was reading up on this, and a lot of the military claims that in a planned nuclear attack, the very first detonation would in fact be high in the atmosphere over whoever it was you were attacking, because that would create mass confusion, a blackout, temporary anyway, even for the military, and it would create, you know, great chaos, you know, before you began to select other strategic targets.
Okay, for example, all phones, so it doesn't make any difference if it's in your backyard or if it's in the White House, it's not going to work, is it?
No, probably not, because, your phones are connected to wires, and wires are antennas, unfortunately. So.
All right, but the cell phone's not connected to a wire.
No, but cell phones are almost always out in the open. You know, they're not they're not shielded. They're too in the open.
All right, you talked about this Faraday box or Faraday cage. Then talk about the automobile. Okay, if it's in the car, say your cell phone is in the car, and it, of course cars aren't even metal anymore. I don't know, but would that car protect the phone if it was like in your pocket?
Your body would actually dampen the EMP wave as the Earth does, and keep in mind this is just fractions of a second, and it's over. So it would be over before you knew that it had happened. But as soon as this wave hits the ground, it's gone. It's dissipated. So the most susceptible devices, obviously, would be anything out in the open. If you had your cell phone in the basement of your house, the odds are far greater that it would survive than if it was on the dash of your car parked outside.
Okay. Now, let's look at this from a little more practical situation. You mentioned this Faraday box or Faraday cage, and then you mentioned to me yesterday when we were discussing this, ammunition cans.
Yes, 30 caliber and 50 caliber ammunition cans make excellent Faraday boxes or cages. You just line them with foam, you know, some of that half-inch thick, foam that you can buy in sheets at the lumber yard, and line the inside of the box with that, and place whatever it is you want protected. You know, your transistor radio and spare batteries in this box.
Or what about just batteries?
Batteries would be unaffected.
The battery themselves they could be left out.
Yes, because there's no no solid state PN junctions in them.
But most automobiles, most modes of transportation, I guess, would just be out of luck, wouldn't they? Today's modern stuff.
They would be highly susceptible to it.
Okay, let's take another break. We'll be right back. We have several callers. We'll go to those. First, this message on the Common Sense Coalition. Our number, 1-800-973-3779, and your calls are welcome.
This Brownfield Show online at DailyBrownfield.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Get a pen and paper ready for emergency storable food information. The attention of the nation is focusing on families storing emergency food in their homes. FEMA has recently proven that their fears of being unable to care for large numbers of people are justified. Hurricane relief in the South was a disaster. The system for tracking all food is now in place. There are numbered stickers on produce, grocery store ID cards track purchases, and now veterinarians will police the permitting and tagging of all livestock food production. The need to prepare has gone from a walk to a full-blown race. Major churches are telling their members, get food now. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. For help with food supplies, call the J. Michael Stevens Group at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
Would you drop your kids off on the most dangerous street in town and tell them, have fun, see you in a few hours? Of course not. So, why do you leave them unprotected on the internet? Affinity 4's filtered internet and web accelerator make it safer and faster to log on anytime. For $9.95 a month, your family can access the web and help change lives. How? Affinity 4 gives 10% of your monthly bill to a charity you choose. It's given over $70 million to help charities around the world. Now you can have peace of mind and affordable, faster internet. Get Affinity 4's unlimited internet service for $9.95 per month, $14 less than AOL.
Call Affinity 4 and start saving today. Toll free at 1-800-311-2648. That's 1-800-311-2648.
Despite popular beliefs, experience is not the best teacher. It's the worst teacher. Learning from your mistakes is expensive and time-consuming. The best way to learn is by other people's experience. And when it comes to protecting your private property rights, the Paragon Foundation has lots of experience. The Paragon Foundation has been down a few long, hard roads and have learned a lifetime of lessons. So learn your lessons the easy way. Join the Paragon Foundation today. The Paragon Foundation supports individuals and organizations involved in litigation, education, research, and the exchange of ideas. Get a free copy of the Paragon magazine and support the Paragon Foundation today by calling toll-free 1-877-847-3443. That's 1-877, that's toll-free, 847-3443. Or go on the web at paragonfoundation.org.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show. And here's the star of the show and the man who says the main accomplishment of almost all organized protests is to annoy people who aren't in them. Derry Brownfield!
And we have returned. The other day, Kevin, when we were talking about this, you made some comments, and I took some notes, and I don't remember what they were. But what was HEMP, H-E-M-P, that was high altitude magnetic pulse? What is that what we're talking about?
Yes, that is correct. There's two phrases. There's SEMP, surface EMP, and then HEMP, high altitude EMP.
Okay, and the surface is what you would get if they dropped a bomb. Let's say a suitcase bomb, for example.
Yeah, that would be a surface EMP, and it would be very rapidly absorbed by the ground and would have a very limited radius.
Okay. Wonder if they knew when they dropped the atomic bombs in Japan how far it took out electrical gizmos and things from the bomb site. Do they have any information on that or not?
You know, they might. I don't know the answer to that. I know they knew enough about it that it was a concern, of course, with the aircraft, but I'm not sure of the radius that they were figuring would be affected.
Okay, then you also mentioned solar panels the other day.
Yeah, a solar cell, unfortunately, is a silicon p-n junction. It's just an exposed p-n junction that is doped so that when photons strike it, it produces electricity. And I believe those probably would be affected also because it's a p-n junction. It's a low-voltage device.
Okay, let's go to the telephones. Andrew in Mississippi. Hi, Andrew. You're on the air.
Okay. I wanted to find out, would it be better, you know, like, if you had the body of your car on a ground wire, you know, on a stake in the ground, would that be more efficient?
Actually, in the design of Faraday boxes, the tiny Faraday boxes, you know, something like the size of a 30 caliber ammo can, it's not as important that it's grounded. The only drawback to a larger Faraday box, or like you're describing, would be if it's grounded, it's going to also, the ground is going to help bleed off the EMP, but by grounding it, you're also creating an antenna which is going to collect it. So that's, you know, that's a kind of a positive, negative, you know, where are you better off and where are you not better off, because the more you ground a larger metal object, the more it is going to actually collect it. A theory that I've read up on almost believes you're better off, a car, for example, of it floating, because it's not going to collect the EMP as much as if it were grounded.
Well, would it be better in a garage or something like that?
Yes. That's everything I've read about says that it would definitely, or a metal pole barn, because the pole barn would help absorb that and ground it and kind of act as an umbrella. This is, you just got to keep thinking this is not as a lightning bolt, but as a giant traveling radio wave, and the quicker you can collect it and dissipate it, the better off you are.
You know, I thought about that after we discussed this the other day, Kevin. Totally metal Quonset huts would be kind of like a giant Faraday box, would it not?
That is correct, yeah, and every indication that I've studied would agree with that.
Okay, now, we're back to the car thing again. You know, many of our cities have parking garages that are, you know, four or five floors underground. If a car was down under the ground, that would be probably saved, would it not?
Odds are a whole lot better, yes, that you would be okay.
See, there's no scientific information on this because there's no way, really, is there, to determine in a lab. I mean, a lab is not a nuclear bomb going off 200 miles in the air.
Right, and they've never done that. Unfortunately, we've not. There's been a lot of, you know, study on the effects of EMP, and there's been a lot of laboratory duplications of effects of EMP, but we've never had a nuclear blast 200 miles up above a country to actually, you know, do extended research to see what survived and what didn't and why.
Do you think we will have an extended blast 200 miles up over the country?
Every day of my life I watch the news and I think more and more, sooner or later, one of these countries is going to get mad at their neighbor and they're just going to lob a nuke at them. I believe that's a possibility. I'm not sure about over here. In fact, my theory about the Reagan years and Star Wars is that this was one of the things that Star Wars was specifically designed for. I've not verified that, but you know, the being able to knock out an incoming missile, you know, long before it gets over your country would be a huge benefit to stopping an EMP situation.
What about the solenoid on your starter?
It should be unaffected because it's an electrical motor, effectively. It's the diodes, it's the low voltage p-n junctions that are the most susceptible. All this modern solid state stuff we've created.
All right, what is a diode?
Oh, well, a diode is just that, a positive-negative junction which allows current to flow one direction and not the other. It's the real thin line in between the positive and negative material that gets cooked when high voltage is applied to it.
Would you need to go back to a rotary distributor?
Yeah, probably. You know, any of the old cars, you know, your 1920s, 30s, should be unaffected because they did not have anything solid state in them.
Well, see, a diesel pickup should run, except I don't think they will, because they have, the modern ones at least, and all diesels that I know of today, because we didn't have pickups with diesel engines, you know, too many years ago, but they have electronic fuel injectors.
Yes. That's...
So they would, you know, even if they wanted to run, they wouldn't get fuel.
Right. See, that's the vulnerable thing is again, going back to the power grid, it's not so much the power grid or the generating station. It's all these little electronic computers that control it.
Well, I have a little Nissan 82 pickup, and I can disconnect the battery and the alternator and everything from it, and it'll keep running. So that one, you know...
The odds would be better that it would survive. It's hard to say because no doubt it's going to have... it being that new, it's got solid-state components in it somewhere, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, thanks for the call, Andrew. Let's go to Ohio. Jack, hi, you're on the air, Jack.
Mr. Faulkner.
Yes.
I appreciate your expertise, and I'd like to have you clarify in one of your statements that the crews on the aircraft didn't know if they were going to get back from these bomb drops.
Yes, I read that a number of years ago, that was one of the concerns of the military, was the effects of the EMP on the aircraft as they were departing from the scene.
Well, what was the reasoning for not being able to get back?
Well, they were concerned that the EMP from the blast might knock out the electronics in the aircraft.
Okay, now, if it doesn't affect magneto engines, the old B-29s and so forth were all magneto-powered, and there was very minimal electronics on board.
Right, and the communications was all vacuum tubes in those days, so it was unaffected.
Well,
it was a concern, but it ended up that there was no effect at all.
So in reality, it wouldn't be a concern then?
No.
Okay, very good. Derry, appreciate your show.
Okay, thanks. Thanks for listening. Mike, how you're on the air?
Good morning, Derry. How are you doing?
Okie dokie.
All right. You know, two things. One, I did hear that those particular B-29s were modified to minimize that. And I guess it worked. But here's another thing. There was a movie about maybe 2 or 3 years ago called Ocean's 11. These guys pulled off a bank heist in Las Vegas. They used an EMP machine that was stored in a bread band. Is there something like that? Do they have something like that? Or was that just movie talk?
Did you hear the question, Kevin?
I imagine that's movie talk. But, you know, they do duplicate EMP in the lab. You know, as they do with microwave and various other...
Well, what's the difference between... Well, we're going to take a break. When we come back, I'd like to know more about a microwave oven. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. the American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Stay connected to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities and the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge. That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
And we are back. You mentioned several times, like putting a cell phone in a microwave oven. Is a microwave oven similar to this electromagnetic pulse?
Well, a microwave oven is real high frequency. A microwave operates at 2.24 gigahertz, which is a very, very short wavelength. So it's actually at the opposite end of the spectrum as an EMP wave would be, but has similar effects on an electronic device.
Well, but it is different.
Yeah, it's just at the other end of the radio spectrum.
Okay, now for those of us, I have several tractors, and the newest would be 30 years old, okay? So there's no computers in them whatsoever. Are they going to be affected in any way?
The only thing I can think of, not being a tractor expert, but you've got a...
Well, they're just like cars.
Rectifiers might be knocked out in your alternator.
Okay.
It converts the AC from the alternator to DC to charge your battery.
Uh-huh.
That would...
But the battery itself wouldn't be affected, would it?
No.
So it would run until the alternator... Until it couldn't run off of the battery. Well, see, a diesel tractor doesn't need a battery to run.
Yeah, it would probably be fine.
Okay, let's... that's encouraging. Okay, let's go to Chuck in Missouri. Hi, Chuck, you're on the air.
Thank you, Derry. I'd ask this gentleman if he knows why a little ant, a sugar ant, can crawl in a microwave, is it working, and it doesn't faze him.
I'm going to guess that's probably because the ant is of a resonant frequency in the microwave. For example, you can buy these little cups of soup at the store that clearly have a little metal ring in them, and you can put them in your microwave and you have no problems. But if you put a fork in there, you have a lightning storm. The reason is that the ring in the can of soup is designed a certain size so that it is resonant with the microwave. Effectively, the microwave doesn't see that because of the size of it. If you grab that thing and bend it out of shape, all of a sudden you've got a lightning storm. That would be my guess.
Well, it happened to us, and we couldn't figure it out because my daughter told me, she said, "Dad, we got ash in the microwave." And I so she tried to, and they were just crawling around and having a party. It didn't make a difference. So.
What about a pacemaker?
Yes.
What about a pacemaker, Kevin?
Again, if it's got wires coming to the outside that could act as an antenna, I would think that would be a bad thing.
Well, the EMP go through a human body, in other words?
The body would dampen it. Your body would ground it all out.
And well, I don't know much about pacemakers, but they don't have wires sticking out, do they?
I don't know. I know years ago there was the only pacemaker I ever saw, it had just a little tiny probe so that it could be hooked up at the hospital and checked and everything.
Okay. Hey, let's take the final break of the hour. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show, online at DerryBrownfield.com.
Precious metal prices paused on Tuesday after racing to new highs on Monday as fund managers pumped more money into commodities at the start of the new quarter. Gold closed down $3.60 to $585.70 an ounce. Silver slipped 7 cents to $11.67 an ounce. Most analysts see gold testing $600 sooner rather than later as concerns over the dollar, oil, and geopolitical tension draw investors into the market. And now this.
5 years ago, my book, Rediscovering Gold, announced the start of a new gold rush. Today, experts are calling for gold to hit $1,000, $2,000, even $3,000 an ounce. The good news is, it's not too late. Gold is still a bargain. If you want to understand gold before it hits four digits, call now for my latest newsletter, The Rule of Gold, at 800-289-2646. That's 800-BUYCOIN. Discover why gold rules.
The Common Sense Chronicle is Derry's monthly newsletter. A yearly subscription is $24.95. To order the Common Sense Chronicle, send check, cash, or money order to Newsletter, P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023. What things will you find in the Common Sense Chronicle?
Well, there's watersheds and Minutemen, property lines, and Jack McLam. Vigilantes protecting our borders, endangered species restricted corridors. Save the tadpoles, the greenies cry, while they're spraying something in the sky. No hunting and fishing on this here land till the DNR pulls back its hand. You in water, you in air, you in everything, it just ain't square. PETA kills both dogs and cats, but wants to protect all the gnats. Kemosabe is a friendly word. Now it's hate speech? That's absurd. Global this, global that. It's all hogwash, that's a fact. What I want to know is, hey, Derry, where'd you get that hat?
A very quick question, Kevin, and then I would like to talk about your battery station. But what about RFID chips? Because they're everywhere.
I think RFID chips would probably be toast.
Okay, so they're wanting to put all these electronic chips in our cattle's ears. That's going to knock that whole thing flat, isn't it?
Well, here we use RFID chips in boxes. An RFID chip in an animal probably would not be nearly as susceptible as the RFIDs that I'm seeing in product packaging.
Yeah, but it's in their ear. It's not under the skin. It hangs out.
It might be susceptible.
It'd be like an earring, see?
Yeah, it could be vulnerable.
Okay, let's talk a little bit about your battery station, because I have here a box of flashlights. I've got flashlights. I haven't unpacked them yet because I wanted to leave them in the wrappers for a little while at least. What's an LED flashlight?
LEDs are rapidly replacing incandescent bulbs in lighting applications, including truck lighting and tail lights and stop lights. because they use so much less energy and they're more efficient. They don't burn out, you know, 100,000 hour life as opposed to a bulb, no filament, shock resistant. You can drop them. There's nothing to physically break like a filament in a light bulb.
The first I ever heard of this is I had a fellow working with me the other day, and he said, well, there's my flashlight. And he is a volunteer fire department person. And he said, I loaned that to my son when he was deer hunting, and we were right where they'd parked their pickup. And he said, I guess he lost it when he got out of the pickup. Picked the thing up. Now, it had been out there since last fall deer season, picked it up, and it worked. Which none of us could really believe it was that good. Couldn't tell it had been laying out in the mud all year.
They're very reliable, and the battery life is much better than an incandescent. It's the whole, we're seeing the whole flashlight market for police, fire, military. We're seeing the whole flashlight market shift towards LEDs because of all the benefits.
All right. Now, do you sell just strictly retail or do you sell wholesale? What do you do?
We do mostly retail. We do a little bit of wholesale, and we do a lot of police departments, fire departments, military. We've sold batteries for 18 years, and we've added the few other things because we sell the batteries to the police departments, and so the flashlight for the police officer seemed like a logical addition to the product line. Same market, just one more thing to throw down that avenue.
Okay, let's give your. Do you want to give your telephone number and your website?
Sure, it's batterystation.com, or you can call us on the phone at 417-257-7799.
That's 417-257-7799.
And we also have a banner on your site. They can go to your site, and they can, if they, you know, they want to, they can click through to us there also.
And that's DerryBrownfield.com.
I took Jeff with me on a speaking engagement, and he says, you didn't even tell people that they, because a lot of them, you know, it was a national organization where we were speaking, and there were people there from all over the United States. He says, you didn't even tell people that they can pick you up on DerryBrownfield.com. See, I'm still living in the 1940s, I guess, Kevin.
Well,
I don't even think computer.
It's hard to think of yourself as a registered trademark, isn't it, Derek?
Well, I know that the Internet got us off of the road from doing trade shows.
Well, anyway, people that are interested in we have 15 seconds. You have batteries and flashlights, and you do what else?
Protective cases for guns, radios.
The Faraday cages, right?
Well, no. These are protective pelican cases.
Okay, and we're out of time. Kevin, thanks a million. It's time for me to say, may the good Lord bless and keep you. While the near far away, may the good you wish for others shine on you today. May your heart stay tuned to music that will cheer the hearts of men. May the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet again.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails to you. Keep smiling until then.
Who cares about the clouds if we're together?
Just sing a song and bring the sunny weather.
Happy trails to you. Till we meet again. Happy trails.
Most Americans want our government to control our borders, especially since 9/11. But amazingly, some political leaders want to do away with borders entirely, whether the American people agree or not. And they have a serious plan for accomplishing their aims while deceiving the public. It's called the Free Trade Area of the Americas, or FTAA, a huge power grab.
If Congress approves the FTAA, our nation will be pushed down the same path that produced the European Union. There will be no more illegal immigration because there will be no enforcement of borders. Americans will lose control of their destiny as regional bureaucrats from corrupt political systems decide our future. Sound incredible? Check out the facts for yourself. Go to stoptheftaa.org. Then tell Congress you want a better future for America. That's stoptheftaa.org.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.